It's 8 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Wednesday, and I promised you earlier in the show that we would be chatting with Peter Pretorius, and Peter is in the house from, of course, from Outdoor Warehouse. I mean, just in case people didn't know who we are, Peter. Well, I'm telling you now, he's the man that has got the most amazing selection of, well, it's Heritage Month, hey Peter, so it would make sense that we're concentrating on the South African tradition that is the braai.
Yes.
And what have you brought in today?
A selection of things that we, some new stuff that we just received, some old stuff that's been in the store. The Jan Braai selection, they've expanded it a bit with all these sauces for your basting needs, and then the poiki sauces as well. Your grits, the braai spiral, where you can basically turn your meat that's a lekker fikkie on it and put it on the sides to make it nice and hard, the fat on it. Your grill baskets.
Is that what you do traditionally?
Yeah. With these ones.
Yeah.
So if you have a nice piece of meat with a lekker fat on it,
yeah,
you can, if you braai it, you put it on the side and it will basically make it nice and crunchy.
It renders all of the...
there you go. Or you can use it to rest your steaks and...
Did you know, just by the way, as an aside, when you talk about that, that if you buy, if you go to an auction and buy, or you know someone that is a farmer, and they buy an animal from that's been raised on the veld, not in a feedlot, but actually naturally, organically raised.
Yes.
Do you know that the fat is actually yellow?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you know? I didn't know that. I once went into a share of an animal with a local farmer when we were up in Northern KZN. And this animal arrived, and it was the fat was yellow. I thought there was something wrong with it.
That makes the nicest biltong.
Apparently, it's marvelous.
Yes.
The taste factor is just off the charts good. So if you had that kind of meat, well, yes. I mean, even with the standard, as long as you got that lovely rind of fat, because the flavor is in the orange. I feel sorry for these oats that trim off all the fat and all that, because then you're just eating like leather. Just a gewone old muscle.
Yeah.
But you know, you've got to let the fat do its thing.
Yes,
and no, apparently fat doesn't make you fat. Did you know that?
No, not actually.
Apparently it's true. It's, you know, we tend to think that if you eat fat, you're going to get fat. And apparently sugar is the problem. Sugar, starches, but fat, not so much. The body metabolizes it very quickly, turns it into, not, doesn't store it as, anyway, what do I know? I am not one of those oaks. I don't know much about these things, but I do know that the taste, the flavor is definitely in the fat. And right, that device that you've just pulled out, well, now that makes so much sense. Because otherwise, a steak sits on its side. You can't get it to stand on that on that rind of fat, because it just falls out. This makes, gee whiz.
Yeah, it helps you too.
So now you go straight from here to the butchery at Super Spa when it's got special meat deals, or Wazza across the way.
Yes.
And you just go literally from, you go to the Lifestyle Center, first Outdoor Warehouse, get you, what is this thing called?
Braai Spiral.
That's the one. Get the Braai Spiral, then take a turn to one of the fabulous butcheries here, and just select the right cut for that Braai Spiral, and then go home and hit it. Just do it. What else we got?
All right, the other one we've got here is the people that likes to braai their chickens, your old beer birds that they basically bring out.
Yeah.
So you put the can into the center of it, put the whole chicken on top of the can, and while it's braaiing, it basically pushes up the liquid into the meat.
So it makes it's basting soft. It and it's almost steaming it at the same time. Yes. It must be absolutely gorgeous.
But you don't need to only use beer on this. We've actually tried Coke with it, cream soda, things like that as well. That you can.
How does it taste with Coke or cream soda?
It actually gives the chicken a different taste. So,
but not,
it's sweet,
not like
sweet, but very nice.
Okay.
Yes.
So there it is. You've got the opportunity to experiment with your favorite beverage.
Yes, and then for the people that likes their millies, the corn grilling basket, where you put your corn into this, and you can actually turn it much better than the old-fashioned
ways. Wow, so it's exactly like the old braai
Like the grits, yes.
Yeah, the turnable one. You know, you like the you sandwich the mealies into the, there's four in that container.
Yeah.
And literally, you can flip them on the braai until they are perfect to your satisfaction. Yes. Wonderful ideas.
Yeah, and then this one here is the Sani Touch Braai Lappies for that person at the braai, because you're always tasting while you're braaiing. That is to wipe your hands. So it's basically wet wipes.
For the braai.
For the braai.
So bigger, stronger.
More durable, yes.
In a very nice container that you just literally flip top, and once you've used it, you seal it again and it stays moist for the next time.
Yep.
That's fantastic. It's all there. And then. Listen, little birdie told me that on the 22nd of October, the whole of Ballito is going to be drawn to Townsend Park because it's the Ballito Neighborhood Watch annual Poiki Course competition. The Poiki competition last year was a huge success, and this year is going to be even bigger. There's over 100 participants, businesses in Ballito. So, I mean, it's connected, you can't believe. And a lot of folk trying desperately to create that something special with regard to their take on the poiki that the judges are going to find marvelous. Well, the top tip here today is what you've brought in. Talk to us through the range.
All right. So for the braai people, you have your basting sauces, your ribs and wings, your prego one, the one that if you want a little bit of a bite on it, burn on it, basically. And then you have your regional basting sauce, which is your barbecue type
and
of sauce.
And what do they taste like? Because sometimes those sauces at the supermarket are kind of better.
No, these ones is basically the ones tested by Jan Braai. So it's his sauces, so you know they are
the genuine article.
Yes.
Huh? If it hits the right spot with him, then it's good. You've got to know.
Yes, and then for the poiki course ones, if you're doing an oxtail pot, there's an oxtail sauce that you basically get.
Now, is that like the stock, if you like, of the pot? So you don't have to create your own.
Yes. Yeah. It's more of the sauce and the stock that you put into the. So you still need to put your oxtail and your veggies and your things all into it. So this is the sauce for the flavoring.
Yeah.
And
that is
stuff like
that is
yes.
the most difficult part in the cast iron cooking world. They will tell you it's to get that. Die saus moet reg wees. Die saus moet reg wees. And it's, you know, you often it's too much water or too much salt or too much, you know, one of those spices. But this, I presume, and it cooked the classic oxtail poiki sauce. It feels like it's 400 grams. I was going to say it's about half a liter.
Yes.
So there's plenty of stock, plenty of sauce. And it is, in fact, could you use it? No, it has to be, it goes into the poiki. Huh? I mean, that's
yes,
it.
Yeah.
So it's not really a sauce per se, but there's a poiki stock.
I haven't heard of somebody that uses it in a normal...
Like a sauce, just a pour sauce. Over, like a gravy.
Yeah,
like that.
No. I think this is more of the pots that you use in the pot to cook it with.
Well, it's designed exactly for that. They've got a beautiful recipe with steps that you can't go wrong. You put your poiki on the fire to get it searing hot. Then you add a dash of oil to the bottom of the poiki. And then you add the chicken pieces and the onions. And this is for the classic chicken poiki. And then you season with salt and pepper, fry the meat and onion together using a wooden spoon to move things around. Then, step two, once the meat has color, add the sweet potatoes, butternut, and poiki sauce. That's this beautiful secret sauce here. And then you put the lid on the poiki and reduce the heat and let it gently simmer for 90 minutes. That's the trick. And then when the meat falls off the bone, your poiki is done. You can let it simmer with the lid off until you're happy with the consistency of the sauces. And then you serve with rice or fresh bread or my favorite, what do you call it? Braaipap. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So it is as simple as that, and it's got to be a winner. What do these sauces go for?
It's 49 Rand.
Okay, so there it is. 50 bucks, and you've got the magic. The secret sauce that guarantees you a poiky success. Bang, bang, bang. No, it doesn't end there, because you've also brought in some fabulous recipe books, all of them Jan Braai recipe books. And what do the three, how do they differ?
Yeah, the one is the vegetarian options. So it gives you a whole range of vegetarian options that you can do physically on the braai.
So you used to, I mean, you would never normally back in the Oda talk about a vegetarian option on a braai. Yeah, I mean, it was just, it was like heresy. But it, apparently now it's much more acceptable.
Yes, yeah, no, definitely. So yeah, that book gives you all like your veggies that you can braai, dishes that you can make up for vegetarians that don't eat meat and any type of meat product and things.
So vegetarians can now enjoy the braai
with
those that, but of course they don't. You know, you vegetables are important, and there you go. So you're not excluded.
Yes.
And then the next one is
the braai broekies and burgers one. So this one gives you a whole range of ideas on how to make a braai broekie. That book is marvelous to see what they put on bread and what they use in the braai broekies
now,
to braai it.
Is a braai broekie different to a toasted sandwich?
Yeah, definitely.
How does it differ?
Your consistency of this, you have to, your butter is on the inside of the bread with your things, whatever you want to put in between it. And then when you braai it on the braai, on the coals itself, you basically get that taste of your smoke with the crunchiness of the toasted part of the bread.
Okay. So it's ordinary, it's just ordinary bread you can use. You don't have to make a special one.
Yeah, you can use ordinary bread with that. Or I know in the book itself he uses some dough as well.
Okay, so there's a recipe to.
There is a recipe for the dough that you can make your own bread.
I think that would probably be the trick.
Yes.
Wow. Fantastic. You know, apparently the braai broekie culture is also, when it comes to cost, because everyone's a bit budget conscious these days, and you don't want to go like really skraal on the braai with one or two tiny pieces of wors and that's about it in a chicken wing. But with a braai broekie, you can really make a feast, and it's not expensive because, well, you're basically doing sandwiches, but fabulous sandwiches.
Yeah.
So that then changes.
I think in the book as well, he uses one for pizza as well.
Oh, really?
Pizza, pita breads that he uses on the braai as well with it. So, yeah, there's a wide variety in that book.
I'm getting so hungry now. It's amazing.
And then the last but not the least one, your chizanyama. All your meats.
Oh, wow.
All your meats, all your cuts, your...
So this is the traditional, the real South African heart of the braai.
Yes.
And it's no longer just a chop and a dop. It's a much more intensive exercise. And you can explore, but I would imagine, I mean, I haven't read the book, but I would imagine there are various cuts of meat that we don't even know about.
Yeah, he features most cuts of meat on there, from your lamb, cow meat, you name it. It's in the book.
Wow. And all of this is available, who would have thought, at Outdoor Warehouse? I mean, you'd think we were talking about a top-end restaurant or a catering store. Well, Outdoor Warehouse has got everything you need to enjoy the great outdoors. In Heritage Month, it's almost obligatory. You would find everything that you need and more at Outdoor Warehouse in Ballito. And if they don't have what you're looking for, good news is you can get it, eh?
Yes.
And you can actually benefit from shopping in store online. And, you know, then it comes delivered to your door, and no mess, no fuss, just like that. Everyone's a winner.
And so, then we still have the rewards promotions running for the whole of this month, up until the end of September. So with a lot of specials on your braai grits, braais, There's a lot of things that's on promotion at the moment.
Too many to mention, but all you need to do is take yourself for a visit, and then you will see what we're talking about. You've got to really experience it. You've got to see it to believe it. You've got to feel it to experience it. And there it is, Outdoor Warehouse Bolito. It's huge, and it's got everything you need. The service is immaculate. And as I say, if I don't have what you are specifically looking for in store, go and chat to Peter or one of his team members, and they will find for you what... You know, whatever you desire, they will do their utmost to find for you and make sure that you get it as easily as 1, 2, 3. Let's take a pic of this and bang it up online so people can see what we're talking about. In the meantime, Peter, fantastic. I can't believe a week's gone by since last we were chatting, because it's a week already. And I look forward to these get-togethers. It's like now we've had a braai, almost. Not quite, but we're almost there. 88 FM, the afternoon show, brought to you by Bidvest McCarthy, Toyota, Bolito. Here's the lovely John Lennon's version of Watching the Wheels Go Round and Round and Round. Was there any other version? I don't know. But this one certainly brings back the memories.